Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to have a special guest join us once again for Krusty's Corner. The Corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Yeah, buddy. Brian will be back on Thursday. Day baseball tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Hopefully by that point they're looking for a series win at Colorado. But after last night's loss and what's happened 3 or 4 last games against bad teams, it's hard to say right now. So we're regrouping. Pre-game's coming up at 7 o'clock as Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com, joins us now. You can watch his podcast on YouTube and you can follow him on Twitter. The Coach A, as Cody joins us once again here on The Fan. For my money, the number one resource for talking football defense today is this man right here. And Cody, good afternoon. How the hell are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's great to have you. What's the hottest trend in defense going into 2026?
Well, I think that more and more people are going to be trying to find that safety that can actually play nickel. I think we've seen that. I think, too, getting into 5-man fronts out of a 4-2. So basically playing with your leverage points on the front. Those are kind of the things that everybody's kind of talking about right now.
So a 5-man run at a 4-2, how do you get there?
Yeah, basically you're going to have that weak side linebacker and you're going to walk them down, basically creating an edge. So that's why you're seeing kind of a run on these hybrid off-ball guys that, you know, a couple years ago you didn't know what to do with them. Now you're like, well, hey, we can either blitz them, we can walk them down and create an edge, or we can, you know, use them as an off-ball linebacker.
So is that 5 down with 1 line? Is that what people are calling penny right now? I've noticed people saying penny a lot more.
Yes. So a true penny would be a nickel, so 5 DBs, 1 linebacker, 2 as 3 interior. But you can get to the same penny look from a 4-2 by just walking down that Will linebacker into kind of a 50 front.
Hmm. And, of course, the other thing that you mentioned in there, the safety that can do the nickel stuff, what do you think of Caleb Downs stepping in here?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect fit, and I think that they needed to have that. You know, it's really interesting. You need a nickel because he touches the most players on the field in terms of who's going to relate to him. And I think in the modern game, the better that guy can fit the run, the better that guy can pass coverage, then you're going to be a better defense because you're going to be able to kind of do some other things. And everybody kind of wants to be in 12 personnel, 2 tight ends. They want to throw the ball on first down through play action. If I can live in nickel and have those 5 DBs, I can change the math on the back end for that.
So, Cody, I think one thing we've kicked around is when you think, or fans might hear nickel, they're thinking, okay, a Caleb Downs is going to go and cover that slot wide receiver. How much of that is he really going to be asked to do in your knowledge of what Christian Parker might want to run, where it's him just in man coverage, isolated one-on-one with that slot receiver?
Very rarely, especially in a heavy zone system. Now, this is one of those systems that it'll be interesting to see how much man that Parker actually wants to play. If you look at the Eagles tape, they played a lot of man, which is why Cooper DeJean, all pro, makes it really easy. Quinyon Mitchell, your boundary safety, makes it really easy. I think what this system does when you look at other ways that people are doing this, like go and look at Staley with New Orleans, they want to play zone, so he's going to have help. It's more of a match and not necessarily heavy man. I've got it kind of that old school nickel where it doesn't matter where you go, I'm going to take you all over. I'm going to at least going to have safety help a lot of times.
Talking Cowboys football with Cody Alexander of Match Quarters here in the G-Bag Nation. What gives you the most pause about this Cowboys defense right now? Like, where do you think they still have a little bit of a weakness?
I've heard you guys talk about it plenty, and I think it really was something that's carried over from last year. If you look at what they've brought in the offseason, the one area of concern has to be the linebackers. It has to be that kind of link point there in the middle between the front and the back end. They just, you know, is you know, Overshown going to be healthy? D Winters, does he give you that ability to do that? There's not a lot of size outside of Barham, which is another concern. So does that mean that you're going to play a lot of five-man fronts? There's just a lot of questions around that linebacker core.
Five-man fronts, is that, does that help you more on rundowns or passing downs?
It helps you more on rundowns. I think on passing downs, you could argue that it creates one-on-ones, but you're eliminating a coverage defender. And so now you're constantly playing with one less coverage defender, which in the modern game, you probably don't want to do that. So it's give and take, and it really depends on. And so if your back end is not as great as it needs to be, you want that extra defender. And so that's where kind of that play, that sliding scale of where you need to fit is going to come in.
Cody, how much do you believe in the Cowboys piecing together a good enough pass rush to have a good defense?
I think that's going to be a concern as well, right? Like, we, you know, is the edges that are left over, are they going to be able to kind of take another step? You know, some of them, they've been here for a couple of years. Ezeraku, you know, is going on year two. But no, I think that is a legitimate concern. I think inside, there's not, I think with Quinnen Williams, you know, Kenny Clark, you kind of feel like, okay, we can get some interior pressure, but then how is that going to translate on the edge? That's definitely a question.
Cody Alexander with us here in the G-Bag Nation. One thing that we've worried about from a Cowboys perspective, Cody, is going up against that, you know, McVay, Shanahan, LaFleur, those type of offenses in the past. When you study Fangio and whatever you think Christian Parker might be adapting from his history, how are they better suited to maybe take on those type of challenging offenses?
I mean, they have in the DNA essentially what McVay handpicked for his defensive coordinator when he hired Staley to stop his offense and to work against it on a daily basis. And really, if you go and look at Shula and what he's doing, he's running, you know, Fangio-adjacent schemes. And so I think what this system does is it creates backstops for a lot of the.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These deep over routes, these intermediate crossing routes, a lot of that split action that you see from this offense, especially with McVay, this defense is layered and creates answers for that type of offense, whether it's a, you know, they can zone over a particular receiver or they can create a backstop opposite where that receiver is if they run a ton of crossing routes. So the system is built to handle pretty much what they're getting from the McVay system.
Cody, outside of Caleb Downs, who do you think is the rookie that could have the biggest immediate impact this year?
Well, I look at Malachi Lawrence because I think that there is an opportunity for an edge rusher in this. I think a lot of people probably outside of the system probably think that this is a system that wants to have these hybrid edges, that they want to be able to drop into coverage. And I think over time, one of the things that's evolved from the system is that you kind of realize those guys aren't really helping you in coverage. I really need them to either be setting the edge in the run game or I need them to actually get after the passer. I think that's what you saw with Jalen Phillips being picked up by the Eagles last year. It was like, we need more juice. We can manufacture some of the things on the back end. We can answer problems because that's really where the system wants to place all of their capital. So you need some sort of a pass rush engine. And I think Malachi Lawrence can do that for you, being that, you know, first round pick edge.
Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com, at the Coach A on Twitter. Okay, the Eagles, they lost Phillips. They lose Blankenship, but they brought in Grenard. They had a good draft. But I'd love if you just look at their defense and what you think you know, Philadelphia is going to do on that side of the ball. Still the best defense in the division. Is this a top five defense? How good are the Eagles?
If they can get Reek Woolen to play the way that I think everybody knows he can play, I still think that a lot of people probably don't realize this team actually led the league in man coverage last year. They play heavy match three system, meaning that even in cover three, even in zone, they're going to be matching up man-to-man. They're built to play man coverage. They're built to get after the quarterback now. So I would assume, even though they're losing Blankenship, they're probably feeling a little bit better when they play man coverage and when they do some of these match concepts. So, it's really going to come down to who's playing opposite Grenard and can they manufacture a rush, kind of what they had when they went to the Super Bowl.
Cody, Quinton Williams is a player that I don't know that we've even really talked enough about this offseason. When it comes to a player of his caliber, what are things that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet that he can do and impact defensively?
If you go and you look at any top quarterback in any era, the one thing that they will all tell you is internal pressure in their face right at the snap of the ball, where they can't just set up in the pocket, where they have to now move off of their point. So when you get internal pressure, whether it's a push or even if it is actual pressure, if you can just disrupt the presence or slide the pocket over a little bit, it messes with the timing on every offense in the NFL. And so even though he's not getting huge sack numbers, like maybe like a Chris Jones, that is affecting the way that quarterbacks are playing and then being able to target receivers down the field. So that's probably one of those things that doesn't show up on the stat sheet or you don't see all the time. But those slight sidesteps, that slight movement by the quarterback throws off timing.
Cody, last question for you. New article today you published on Twitter, how Arizona's number one ranked coverage disguise protected an outmatched front. What can you tell us about this article? What can you tell us about Ryan Smith coming over from that Arizona coaching staff and if it could help the Cowboys?
Well, there's definitely some aspects in it of being able to kind of simplify things throughout the scheme, whether it's we're playing base or we're playing in some of our sub packages, being able to carry certain things through. So like basically what Arizona was doing was building a base defense out of their three high system. So getting into 3-4 looks, when you have three safeties on the field and they all kind of have hybrid abilities, you can do some of these things. So I think there's definitely some ideas, primarily from the sub packages that you can pull from that system that relate back to the Cowboys because of the roster, especially the safety roster that they have. I just don't know if the three high structure is something that you're going to see on a base down, but definitely some movement opportunities, some of the ways that they taught coverages in quarters. Jonathan Gannon probably doesn't get enough credit for being as innovative as he was just because they didn't win very many games in Arizona. But there are especially some things from that three safety structure that they can pull from maybe on third down or maybe on against some of these like spread teams that you could be able to use.
With adding Locke to Downs and Hooker and Thompson, it feels like the Cowboys have a good safety room right now. What do you think they have in mind with all those guys?
Yeah, I definitely think that there is some hybrid ability. Jalen Thompson gives you that kind of down safety. He can play back. He can play nickel if you need to. P.J. Locke mainly played deep. So you can definitely see that there's kind of a room within a room with Marquise Bell and Jalen Thompson kind of stacking together as that down safety. And then your post safeties or your cover safeties is Hooker and Locke, who are able to play deep. So you can definitely see that. And then Downs obviously is kind of your wild card, where if you feel like it, he could probably be your starting down safety and base along with Jalen Thompson. How does that affect Malik Hooker? Or do we just wean him in there and we just play nickel? And so how much nickel is really going to be determined by how much they believe in Caleb Downs, who can fit near the box?
Thanks for the education. Once again, my man, Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com. Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you.
Salute. Yeah, and he's a must-follow for football fans. I just love his content, man.
He's incredible.
It's so detailed. He's like an encyclopedia of scheme that's constantly updating. So at the Coach A on Twitter.
Bro, look how dark it is.
Holy crap. Get inside.
Oh, what is going on? It's bad. The weather's
really
bad.
You can't see the other buildings across the highway.
Gosh.
No, yeah, wow. it looks like it's nighttime out there.
Get
like
indoors.
We're back in nighttime radio.
Yes, be safe. I know there's flood warnings and hail warnings, so stay tuned. And if there is a weather alert, of course, we'll be jumping in with you. As the show continues here, it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Football fix time, Zach.
Let's do it. Why McVay almost quit coaching. JSN disrespect and predicting this season's stat leaders. That's next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.